In the Word of God, we read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus. When I was asked to speak here, I looked at my life and I realized that many Christian people were trying to point me to Jesus Christ. And tonight I feel that I should speak a word about them, how they pointed me to Jesus. First, I remember at the age of 12, a Methodist having a prayer meeting in his own home. He was 14. For some strange reason, I was not included in this prayer meeting, and I realized that the Methodist Christians had something that I hadn't got. At the age of 14, I remember being invited to a bus run, and one thing attracted me to this bus run was that there were prizes. This was run by our friends in the Brethren denomination. I thought this was great because I thought prizes were for running, races, and etc. But I was sorely disappointed when the prizes were given for answers on the scripture, and when the leader came on the sands that Saturday and said, "Do you know John 3 and 16? I hadn't a clue what he was talking about. But even then, at the age of 14, I seen that brethren Christians had something that I hadn't got. When I took my first job in the wholesalers, I came in contact with a Presbyterian. And he, for many Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, tried to point me to Jesus Christ. And he was sorely disappointed when I said to him, "Look, I'm a Mickey. I'm a Roman Catholic. I don't know what you're talking about." And he said, he was absolutely flabbergasted because he said, "You don't look like a Mickey." Whether that was a compliment or not, I don't know, but he did try to point me to Jesus Christ. And in his life, I seen a man of zest. I seen a man who could work harder than anybody else. He had joy, he had happiness, and he had peace. In the same building, I met a girl who is now my wife, and I came in contact with other people who are Christians. It was through the first love drawn to, at this time, my girlfriend. We separated because we had difference in religious denominations. After all, a prod and a mick couldn't very well combine. And we found this, that after 4 months separation, God drew us closer together. And this hall brings me back to great things, because it was here that I heard Reverend Jean Piano, a converted Roman Catholic priest, who was brought here under the auspices of the Church of Ireland, and I heard him speaking of his conversion. It was then I decided to go for religious instructions. We were determined, that was my girlfriend and I, to find out who was wrong. If I was wrong, I would become a prod. If she was wrong, she would become a mick. And we found, as I went for the religious instructions Friday for 18 months, in fear and trembling, with my Bible stuck down here and my overcoat up like that, up the stairs and the whole, about, I think it's about 9 flights, running up the whole lot. And there, Reverend George Thompson opened the Word of God. We had prayer, and he showed me the errors of Rome. My eyes were still not opened. I was determined to marry the girl I was loved. I was determined to turn on my family, not on the church. I was determined that we should get married. I went up. I gave up completely the Church of Rome. I never went to Mass or confessional. And that's too long a story to tell in such short minutes. I then went to hear the gospel, heard through Reverend Charles Campbell in the Congregational Church, and there I heard the gospel faithful week after week. I gave up smoking, I gave up drinking, I didn't curse. I looked for all intents and purposes as a Christian. Then we held a special meeting, a teaching mission, and I went every night, and it was on a Tuesday night, 5 years ago, on the 10th of May, that I realized that giving up smoking or drinking or looking was not sufficient. I realized that the Protestant denomination, like the Roman Catholic denomination, baptized, went through a service, gave money, looked good, and was all superficial. I realized my need of a Savior, and that night I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. Now, this is really my testimony. That only led up to it. But it was this, that Jesus Christ not only saves now, but forever. And he satisfies. I couldn't possibly tell you in 3 or 5 minutes what has happened in 5 years, but I can tell you this, that the trials that happen to any person, a sinner saved by grace, a converted Roman Catholic, Jesus Christ is willing and wanting to save all those who call on his name. I would close with this, Your foundation as Protestants is solid. Your only way of salvation, like the Roman Catholic, is going to be this: accepting Jesus Christ as your own impossible own personal Saviour. I became not unlike a Protestant. I looked the part. I had to realize, surely as you have to realize, your need of a Saviour. Accept Jesus Christ. He will help you no matter where you are, no matter who you are. He saves, He satisfies. To all the people who pointed me to Jesus Christ, the Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Brethren, the Church of Ireland, all Christian people uniting. Many of these people don't know perhaps even tonight that I am saved, but I've seen something in their life. Christian people, go out tomorrow, live your lives. Point Christians, particularly Roman Catholics, just by your life, point them to Jesus Christ. And perhaps in the days that lie ahead, we may have such a united service of many people coming to know Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour because of your witness. I ask your prayers for the Roman Catholics, and I would naturally ask the prayers of my father and mother. I pray this every day, several times throughout the day, that they would hear the gospel of Jesus Christ once and be saved. Because I believe the power is in the gospel, through the working of the Spirit of Almighty God, that sinners will be saved.